He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the October 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, and we want to begin with a shout-out to all of our listeners in Florida. Wow, that doesn't look like a friendly storm that is approaching, so take care down there in Florida, and our prayers are with you. I know my son-in-law and stepdaughter were evacuated from Charleston, South Carolina, yesterday, and the freeway is one way getting out of town there in South Carolina also. Right now, the Dow is up 110 points. I think you can probably thank crude oil for that, maybe, a few other things. Dow is up 110. We're at 18,278. The S&P 500 right now is up almost 11 points. It's at 2,160. We have the NASDAQ up almost 30 points. That's 0.6%. The NASDAQ is at 5,319. Crude oil. I said the ceiling might be $50 per barrel. Well, it's cracking that glass ceiling today, or that oil ceiling today. $50.13. Up 83 cents. I remain bullish on oil. I called it the new mega trend several months ago, back in July. And it's certainly working out that way, and I continue to have a pretty good exposure to the oil patch. In fact, in my article over the weekend on Seeking Alpha, I identified my two favorite oil stocks. I think I give too much away here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Gold is even up today, $6.80, $12.76. Silver's up 15 cents to $17.92. The dollar, which had a huge jump yesterday, is flat today, and interest rates are rising 1.69%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, on the other side of the continent here in San Diego, California, on the west side, where we don't get hurricanes. We get earthquakes. We get flooding, a lot of flooding, because we're not really prepared for much rain, but doggone it, back on that East Coast with those hurricanes. And our prayers with all our listeners there in Florida who are evacuating at this time and preparing, hunkering down. My son-in-law and their two little kids and my stepdaughter are evacuating from Charleston, South Carolina, which... As last night, I haven't looked at the track this morning, but last night the track was right at Charleston, and they got out of Dodge, and the freeways there are headed west only, one way, and motels are hard to come by, so we also pray for our family, immediate family back there in South Carolina. Says a little something about personal preparedness and emergency preparedness. You know, it's always in the back of our minds. But you just never know. You've got to have those flashlights and extra food and water and fuel. I come from a preparedness type of family, and actually, mindset. And it's always been important for us. And boy, I'll tell you, you get tested when push comes to shove. Your preparedness really gets tested. Well, we have a lot. There is so much news in the market here today. We had, obviously, the vice presidential debate last night. It was a debate for me whether to watch that or the Toronto-Baltimore baseball game. After a few questions and just the snarky attitudes, I decided to watch the baseball game. And I'm glad I did. It sounds to me like the debate, they're calling it a draw, although... others are saying that Pence won, and that's all I can say. I sure like Pence. All you folks in Indiana, it seems like you have a really good governor there. I kind of wish it was Pence versus Clinton. I think that would be a little bit more interesting. Of course, Hurricane Matthew, big news item today. That could be pushing oil prices higher a little bit. The baseball game, I think, was more interesting in the end than the vice presidential debate. It was one and done, you know, and to see Ubaldo Jimenez come in, I knew. I said, oh, that's a problem. And sure enough, Encarnacion meets him with a three-run bomb, and it's over. And I'll be watching the Giants and the Mets today. ADP jobs report, weaker than expected. That also has something to do with the rally in the market today. Well, how can that be? Bad news about job creation? How can that be a positive for the stock market? Well, you know what? It's all about the Fed. What will the Fed do in December? Oh, my gosh, there's people wringing their hands over what will the Fed do in December. And every time there's a softer-than-expected report, they say, oh, boy, oh, joy, now the Fed won't hike rates in December. And that's why, although the Fed Governor Evans says a rate hike is imminent in December. So start wringing your hands again, all right? Factory orders will come out today. We'll get the inventories on oil. That will be market moving when those numbers come out. We had strong results from one of my stocks. How's it doing today? Constellation Brands. Constellation Brands. I call it your neighbor's trash can stock. Ooh, it's breaking out. I like that. Up $4.29 right now to $169. The symbol is STZ. Look in your neighbor's trash can after a three-day weekend and look at the bottles of wine and the Corona beers and whatever else. Maybe your trash can. I don't know. But Constellation Brands, a $34 billion company that distributes branded wine, spirits, and all kinds of different things. You can go to their website to see what their brands are. It's having a good day. It is in my premier growth account, is STZ, Constellation Brands. We have Bernstein. They like Broadcom. Hey, so do I. In fact, recent article in Seeking Alpha, I listed my three top growth stocks. And one of them was Broadcom, along with two others. You can go read that article and find out. Another freebie that I give out, my three top growth stocks, one of them being Broadcom, AVGO. That stock up 2% today. Bernstein says it could go to $215 per share. It's currently at $172, so they see pretty good upside potential. And let's not forget that Bernstein is pretty much a value shop. That's kind of been their hallmark over the years, and they like Avago or Broadcom, the symbol AVGO. Monsanto beats by 9 cents. Oh, yeah, one of the most hated companies in the world at times. Right now is Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo's on that perch, but I told you I went to a Neil Young concert about a year ago. Every song was about Monsanto in one way or another. And at the end, he handed out packets of seeds, non-GMO lettuce seeds, to everybody that attended the concert. Monsanto is being bought, or at least attempting to be bought, by Bayer out of Germany. We'll talk about Germany here in a minute. Monsanto is flat after their earnings report. Let's see. Toyota. This is a weird story. You know what? I'll save that for a little bit. Yeah, we'll do it. Toyota is going to launch a $392 Kurobo mini robot in Japan next year. It's aimed at companionship. Plunging birth rates, which is affecting the Japanese economy. Plunging birth rates have left many Japanese women childless. So they're going to sell them a robot. They can change the diapers on the robot and, you know, put a bandage on their owie and things like this. And maybe the robot doesn't cry and keep them up at night. That's all I could say. There's no greater joy than having children if it's possible. I don't know about a robot. Now, I understand people that can't have children and whatnot. So just as called, let's file that one as a signs of the times story. Okay, European banks. This is not a good story. Jeffrey Gundlach, he's kind of considered the new bond guru. replacing Bill Gross. He says that Deutsche Bank's woes highlight the impact of the negative interest rate policy in Europe on the region's lenders. He says you cannot save your faltering economy by killing your financial system. You know, the banks suffer with these low rates. They suffer mightily. And I know you're going, oh, I know, woe to the banks. I really feel sorry for the banks. But it brings down the whole financial system, which is a major cog in your economy. He says that Deutsche is one of the clearest poster children of this policy that you can find. If you keep these negative interest rate policies for a sufficient period of time, you're going to bankrupt these banks. Maybe that's the intention. I don't know. Anyways, this is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, a lot of stories in the news today, probably none bigger than Hurricane Matthew down in Florida. And again, we send out our prayers and well wishes for all of you listeners in Florida. Probably the last thing on your mind right now is how the stock market is doing. So take care of yourselves down there. Oil is moving up over $50 a barrel for the first time in quite some time. I want to just go back to that negative interest rates. Right now we have negative interest rates in a couple places in the world. Japan would be number one. And when you have to start creating robots for companionship for single women without any children in Japan, they've got a demographic problem over there. They need to start having children again. That probably would be better for their economy than anything. But they have negative interest rates. What are those negative interest rates designed to do? To try to spur their economy. The problem is it's not working. Negative interest rates were supposed to bring down the yen, and instead it's had the absolute opposite effect. The yen continues to rise. And in Germany, where they are the second country now that have negative interest rates, I think there's a few others out there, but these are the main two. Germany's rates have been negative, which I report in my newsletter every week now because I feel like that's something very important to watch. It's having a devastating impact on the financial system of Germany, and it's not spurring their economy. Europe's banks have seen their value shrink by almost $280 billion in 2016. Deutsche Bank has lost almost half of its market value. Is there a secret war on the banks? I don't know. You know, there's those that are anti-capitalists that do not like the banks. And it certainly is having a devastating impact on Deutsche Bank. And famed bond investor Jeffrey Gundlach says it's most of Deutsche Bank's woes are being caused by these negative interest rates. And meanwhile, Eurozone business growth continues to lose momentum. Now, did anybody see the big drop in the real estate investment trust yesterday? They got whacked again. I said in early, oh my gosh, they're getting whacked again today. I have no exposure to the REITs. They're getting slaughtered. And I warned back in July, early July, about the real estate investment trust. And I locked in many nice profits at that time. I had some REITs that were up 30% in a short amount of time. That's outsized performance for an asset class that normally doesn't deliver that kind of performance. Now, why are the REITs all of a sudden getting another round of drubbing here? Well, you can look to Europe. You can look to Europe again, who said there were rumors that they were going to start tapering on their bond buyback business. Remember the taper tantrum that was thrown here in the U.S.? Well, now you're seeing a taper tantrum thrown worldwide by interest rate sensitive stocks, and the REITs seem to be in the eye of the storm right now. The REITs are getting killed. Those that listened to me back in July have saved themselves a lot of grief. Here's the thing. Now it's October 5th. I warned 3 months ago about the REITs. I still don't think it's too late to get the heck out of Dodge, just like that one-way freeway leaving Charleston, South Carolina because of an approaching storm. I still think the REITs are way too expensive and they're interest rate sensitive. I'll tell you something else I watch. Over time, I've noticed the different writers on Seeking Alpha come and go, and there's writers that are widely followed, and they something hits, and no longer are they in vogue, and it switches to somebody else. There seems to be an obsession on Seeking Alpha these days with REITs, and I fear that way too many retirees and way too many people, folks seeking income, seeking dividends, have been chasing these REITs for those juicy dividends. Now, I've watched the REITs for the last couple of decades. They're cyclical. The REITs are very vulnerable. Look at VNQ, which is the Vanguard REIT sector. That thing was down 60% in 2008 from, I think, 69 from the top to the low. Did you realize that REITs have that kind of volatility and that kind of downside risk to them? Well, the REITs are getting killed again today. Interest rates are moving higher. The market's taking interest rates higher without the Fed. They don't need the Fed to take interest rates higher. Chatter of the ECB's plan to begin tapering sent interest rates sharply higher yesterday and REITs sharply lower. Well, I've got to worry. I do have a few mortgage REITs, and they're also in the path of the storm, and I may have to get out of Dodge for now with those mortgage REITs. But that is something to really watch right now. So yesterday was a big jolt to interest rates. There was a big jolt in the dollar upwards, the U.S. dollar, as the pound continues to go down. The hard Brexit news also plays into this whole scenario. Originally, it was thought that the Brexit would be mild and over time, but it sounds more like we're going to cut the apron strings here, and we're going to go it alone here, and it's going to be a little harder Brexit than originally thought. Well, that's sending the pound lower. How does that impact you? You're a retiree, or you're getting ready to retire. How does the pound or the sterling impact you? Because it has an offsetting effect on the U.S. dollar. All these currencies are relative. They trade one against another in the world. And now you've got a rally in the dollar. And you've got rising rates, not by the Fed, but just by the market here in America. And that has a big negative impact on gold. It has a huge negative impact on interest rate sensitive instruments. And I still say that the biggest bubble of all, and probably will lead us into the next recession and bear market at some point in time down the future, is the bond market. I give the same warning that I gave about the REIT market back in July about the bond market. Now, I don't know when it's going to start to crack. They're going to start to put their finger in the dike to try to keep it from spreading, to try to keep the dam from breaking, try to keep all that money that has poured into the bond market from leaking out. And you've known it. You've seen it over time. A leak, a trickle, pretty soon turns into a little stream. And that stream eventually turns into a river until you have panic and you have massive outflows, driving rates higher and driving bonds down. I don't like traditional asset allocation that tries to convince me that if I'm 70 years old, I should have 70% of my retirement funds in the bond market. In a leaky bond market with that kind of risk? Uh-uh. No way. Uh-uh. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are
are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we haven't done a featured stock of the day for a while. We've been busy covering the big picture of the market. I don't care how good your stocks are, you've got to have the big picture of the market on your side. That's the M in CanSlim if you're a CanSlim or Investor's Business Daily aficionado. And without the market on your side, it gets pretty difficult. Right now, we have the market on our side. We've had it on our side since March of 2009. But as always, there's superior stocks, there's mediocre stocks, there's blah stocks, there's awful stocks, come in all shapes and sizes. I like to try. I mean, my goal is, I'm sure everybody has the same goal, don't we? Aren't we all after finding the best stocks now? And everybody has a different formula. They have a different way of determining what a best stock now is. In the CanSlim system, it's a momentum system. The best stocks now are simply those that are performing the best, for the most part, those with high relative strength. Oh, there's other things that you take into account. The CanSlim system takes into account earnings growth, very fast earnings growth, very fast quarterly earnings growth, very fast annual earnings growth. The CanSlim system likes stocks that are hitting new highs or have new products or new CEO, something new. Limited amount of shares outstanding. Not these giant companies with billions and billions of shares out there like Microsoft and Cisco. The CanSlim system likes stocks that are leaders, not laggards. And the CanSlim system likes stocks that are being gobbled up by the big institutions that are 70 to 80% of the daily activity in the market. But what I find missing from CanSlim is V. I don't know how to fit that in there somehow. It seems like in the Norwegian way of doing things, you can fit a V in there somewhere, all right? The V is value. That's what I find missing from CanSlim. I love performance and I love momentum. But I'm also very concerned with value. Now, the other side, these guys way down here, it's like a tug of war. On this side of this tug of war, you've got the momentum guys pulling as hard as they can, arguing with the value guys who are pulling as hard as they can, trying to pull the other group into the mud pit in the middle. Well, the value guys really could care less about performance. In fact, most of those value stocks lack any performance thereof. They have zero performance. They're awful. They're Sears Holdings, they're JCPenney's, they're GoPro, all kinds of stocks that are just out of favor, but they see value there. Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. But the value guys leave out annual earnings growth, current earnings growth, new highs, leaders instead of laggards. Can't we bring the two sides together and kind of get a balance? Well, that's what I attempt to do with my Best Stocks Now system. If you scroll down, if you go to the website, beststocksnowapp.com, and you pull up an individual stock, and you'll scroll down, and we're going to use an example here today. Let me go to www.beststocksnowapp.com, and let's type in the symbol STZ, which is in the news today. And it's also a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. The name of the company is Constellation Brands. STZ is the symbol. Three letters means it trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Headquartered in, I want to say New York, but let's make sure of that. Constellation Brands is headquartered in Victor, New York. Constellation Brands, according to the app, it's a $33 billion company. Well, today it's a $34 billion company because it's having a pretty good day. The size of the stock, and let's just work down here. I'm just going to scroll down on the app. And, oh, by the way, it's a Gunderson Trophy winner. There's not many of those. Buried. They're buried in there. In my app, And every once in a while, you'll get one. Just like, remember Jeopardy? And if you pick the right one, it was, oh, double points if you answer this question right. Well, I just decided to bury those in there. They're in there. You hit Constellation Brands, and bang, you found a trophy winner. Congratulations. You get a free month of the app right now. Market cap, $33 billion. Okay, what's that place it in? It places it as a large cap. That's the size of this company. That has a lot to do with things. A lot of people don't take into account market capitalization. You got to realize that there's a lot more risk in a $30 million company versus a $30 billion company. You add those zeros onto the end of that market cap, and you're getting a little bit more of a stable company, all right? Well, you can do a search on large caps in the app. What are Bill Gunderson's top-ranked large-cap stocks right now? And it'll show you the rankings. Okay, now we go to the next profile, the next category, and that is the risk profile. I have this listed as a moderate profile. I don't think it's a big conservative widows and orphan type stocks. I've got it down just one notch at moderate, which is another factor that you can do a screen on. Press on moderate. It'll show you the top ranked moderate risk stocks that might match your moderate personality and risk tolerance. How much annual revenue do they do? If you add up all those empty wine bottles and beer cans at the end of the year, they sell $6.8 billion worth of that stuff during the course of a year. What's the trailing P.E. ratio? 30 right now. Seems a little high. How are we going to make a valuation case for this? Well, we'll see if we can or not. Price to sales, 4.83. Price to book, 4.79. I narrow down the statistics in the app to the ones that I think are have the most impact. I don't have return on equity. I don't have current ratio. I don't have equity to debt ratios. I believe that these are the most important ones that I've viewed over my years in the business. Their last closing price, yesterday it closed at $165. Today it's up a few bucks after their earnings estimate. Now, what kind of valuation, what kind of target price can we put on this stock? And I see there's a little data error in there right now. We're having a little issue with gathering just the last couple days because the earnings estimates for 2017 right now are being updated in a lot of the databases, and it probably will clear itself out here in a few days. But having said that, Constellation Brands today is trading at $167. I have a $290 target price on the stock. How do I arrive at that? Well, if you look at the earnings estimates for next year on Constellation Brands, $7.11 per share, which would be 13% growth over this year. And if you take a look at the expected earnings growth over the next 5 years, the consensus currently is 16.4%. Extrapolate that $7 per share out over the next 5 years at 16% per year. Apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a stock like this, a consumer discretionary stock. I guess some would call it a consumer staple. I would call it a consumer discretionary. It has significant upside potential. I can make a value case for Constellation Brands at the current time. You know, Constellation Brands over the years has just been a terrific performer. It's been in a sideways trend now for the last about 6 months. It's breaking out today. It's pulling back a little bit from its earlier breakout. But I still think that the stock can go significantly higher from here. No guarantees. That's just based on numbers that they have to meet. And a market that has to reward them with the multiple that I think they should be rewarded with. Out of 4,180 stocks, Constellation Brands STZ currently comes in at number 205. 7 days ago, it was number 70. A month ago, it was number 45. 1 year ago, it was number 107. No wonder it's a trophy stock. This has been a great performer over the years. In fact, when we come back, I want to just talk about the performance of the stock compared against the S&P 500. Let's take a look at the CanSlim characteristics of Constellation Brands. We've looked at the value. It fits right now. What about performance? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email. then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. Well, watching the baseball game last night, Toronto and Baltimore, one and you're done. Oh, that's tough, boy, after a 162-game season and one and you're done. San Francisco and the Mets will face that same scenario tonight. Hey, the Padres, we'd be happy just to be there. We're usually one and done when the season opener. First game of the season, one and done. The season's over. We don't have the team again this year. There's always next year. But anyways, last night when I saw Encarnacion come to the plate, I know his batting average. I know the guy can just kill the ball. The guy is a monster. And on the other side of the plate, I saw Ubaldo Jimenez on the mound for Toronto, which we've watched Ubaldo Jimenez many times when he was on the Rockies. He was quite a player, quite a pitcher on the Rockies, but I don't know. Something's happened to him along the way, and he's not the pitcher that he once was, and he's especially not a relief pitcher. I couldn't believe that they brought, Buck Showalter brought him in that situation instead of his ace reliever, who's a contender for the Cy Young Award in Zach Britton. Anyways, I figured, you know what? Encarnacion, he's going to win this battle. Because he's got the numbers to back it up over time. Well, yes, this does relate to the stock market. There's no guarantees. I mean, he could have struck out. And just like a stock that has performed well over the years, this might not be the environment for them right now. Or they may stumble. Or they may have a bad year. You just never know. But I feel better having a company with a strong back of the baseball card, you know, with the batting average and the RBIs and the home runs and the how about average with runners in scoring position. There's another one I like. Well, Constellation Brands has been a sensational. It's been a star over the last decade. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 19.2% per year, while the market's delivered just 4.8. I mean, it's amongst the batting leaders year in and year out. Over the last 5 years, it's been nothing short of sensational. This is in my app. This is what, you know what, I can remember going up there, up and down the freeway many times. About a 9-hour drive for me up near Sacramento and going over the app with Douglas and saying, no, I don't want that in the app. No, I don't want that. This is what I want. I want it plain. I want it simple. I want it easy to understand. And that track record was very important to me, and I want to compare that track record, which changes every day. It moves ahead one day. We have to update our data every single day. Over the last 5 years, going 5 years from today, 5 years back in time, Constellation Brands has delivered 56% per year, while the market's delivered just 14%. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 39.5%, while the market's delivered just 8%. And over the last 12 months, STZ is up 30%. While the market's up 8.2. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. You probably don't realize that when you walk into your liquor store on the way home And into the beer cave, a lot of those are Constellation brands. I know Corona, for one, is a Constellation brand. But anyways, that's what I like. I like performance, but I also like value. And I can still make a value case for the stock with a $290 target price 5 years down the road, which separates me from the pack also a little bit. I don't set 3 month target prices or 6 month target prices. Look, analysts go out and they project what the company can do over the next 5 years. So why not project a 5 year target price? That just makes sense to me, like the old hot dog buns and hot dog analogy, right? Why do we get 8 buns and 10 hot dogs? What about them extra 2 hot dogs? They're not going to have a bun. No, that's not right. That was George Banks in Father of the Bride. Anyways, not a recommendation, but it's an example of what I consider to be a great growth stock of today. That would be contrast to some of the great growth stocks that aren't great growth stocks anymore. The General Electrics of the world, the IBMs of the world, the Microsoft. They were once great growth stocks. They're still good companies, but their earnings are not growing. I mean, look at Constellation Brands over the last 5 years. Their earnings have been growing by 26% per year. Let's just pull up Cisco for fun. Their earnings over the last 5 years have been growing by single digits per year. 7%. All things being equal, a 26% per year grower is going to outperform a 7% per year grower. Well, anyways, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Be careful of interest rates right now. Interest rate sensitive stocks are finally starting to really come undone here. And I think the ones that are still the most vulnerable, number one, the real estate investment trust. Number two, the utilities. Number three, large cap dividend paying stocks like Johnson & Johnson, Wells Fargo, etc. And I think the king of all, as far as vulnerability goes, although it's still hanging in there, is the bond market with interest rates currently at about 1.7. That is still historical lows. But remember, over the last couple of centuries, interest rates have averaged between 6 to 10%. If we even start to head back towards normal, there's going to be a panic like you cannot believe in that vulnerable bond market. But it's up to you, you know. People think that holding a Vanguard fund with low expenses is going to make them a lot of money over the years on the expenses they save. But not if the index gets clobbered, not if the index that those low expenses are being used to manage that fund, you know, low expenses pale in comparison to a 40% drop in an asset class. So anyways, that's why I don't believe in this. I don't buy into this traditional asset allocation theory. I knew when they added the REIT sector to the S&P 500, it was basically right at the top, which is human nature. And when my industry starts moving to robo-advisors to automatically rebalance your portfolio based on your age and completely ignoring conditions in the world, is not going to end well. That's my story. You can reach us, 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.